Slacker and Steve on demand.
I heard a rumor and I want to just ask if it's true.
Okay.
I heard you're moving to Nevada, or was it Wisconsin? I forget where you're moving.
Either or, I'm moving. They're the only two states in the union that got it right.
Oh my God.
Nevada and Wisconsin.
There's a story out about condiments.
Yeah.
And what is the most popular condiment in your state?
Yep.
And as we go through these, we want you to understand there are several states in our union. I mean, we kind of already know this, that don't understand what a flipping condiment is.
There's like four on this list that aren't even condiments.
They're not even in the wheelhouse of being
anything.
Look, well, okay. Do you think we could name all the condiments, right? Like that you can think of off the top of your head.
The basics, but then in the last 20 years, everyone keeps adding new, like the stat.
So number one condiment that comes to your head.
Ketchup.
Right. Not on the list.
No.
Only one state took ketchup as the number one condiment.
That's the number one condiment.
It's Pennsylvania because that's where Heinz ketchup is made. No other state said ketchup was the number one condiment. This is the dumbest survey I've ever seen in my... It's from Influencer.com.
Okay.
They had 50,000 reviews to figure out which condiments Americans are obsessed with. So ketchup came to both of our minds. So to me, that means it's the number one condiment. Colorado, nope, they didn't do it. Pennsylvania is the only state. Next condiment on your brain.
Mustard.
Mustard. Let me see. Mustard.
I'm talking the yellow mustard.
Yellow mustard came in at number 8.
Nice.
It came in Delaware, Missouri, and Tennessee.
Yellow mustard.
How is that? Okay. How is that not Chicago's number one thing?
Thank you, because of the brats.
And the hot dogs.
All the hot dogs.
Yes. How is that not? Because Wisconsin, how's that not?
Because you taught me authentically, traditionally, on a hot dog, you never put ketchup. It's always a strip.
I do put ketchup on it.
I do too, but you're not supposed to.
If you are in Illinois and you put mustard on a dog, they will escort you to the border first blood style.
So why is this?
That's why this list is so dumb. Okay, next condiment that comes to my mind is the one that we've already said, mayo.
Mayo, yes, that's a good
mayonnaise
one.
Is only popular. It's at number 9. It's only popular in Nevada and Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're the only two that got it right, but it's 9th. That's way too low.
Wait,
9.
I'm trying to think of what state I think should have. What do you use mayonnaise in a lot?
Egg salad, tuna salad.
So would you do it on the like fishing coast or something? Anytime you're like,
oh yes, you I'm would to, actually. Yes,
none
you
of
would.
Them. No,
like for the tartar.
No,
and all
Nevada
that tartar
and
sauce?
Wisconsin. What's Wisconsin? Oh, because they're fish fry. No, that'd be tartar sauce.
No, right.
Next up, barbecue sauce, but specifically Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Oh, we're talking the southeastern part of the nation now.
Have you ever had that kind?
I haven't, but I've heard of it.
Do they sell it at the stores that
they
we frequent?
You know what? It started as just a guy in like Kansas City, a local dude.
Really?
Had his own restaurant, and it became so popular that he's now mass selling it.
Guess what?
What?
Not popular in Kansas City.
Oh, it's not.
Where the guy, it's not the number one condiment in the state where the guy...
That should be what the...
It's only in, you nailed it, Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana.
Okay, for that barbecue sauce.
Yes. Next up, sriracha.
Okay, now that's just reared its ugly head recently. Sriracha, right?
I've been eating it for years and years and years. It's like in different, yeah. It's hot.
That's not the peak, that's not the... I always get that
one. Pico de gallo, that's like salsa. Sriracha is like, it looks like red paste. And it's in a bottle with like a green cap.
Okay.
And a lot of dudes, it's got like a weird chicken on the bottle or something.
Is it hot sauce though?
It's hot, but it's more of a paste. So let me ask you this. Do you think Tabasco is a condiment?
I do not.
See, neither.
But everybody else
does.
But
it's closer to a condiment than some of the things we're about to get to. Yes, it's too liquidy to be a... It's a... What's the difference between a condiment and a sauce?
Oh, wow. That's a condiment... wow, good question.
Because a condiment to me can be used by itself to enhance.
Okay. But then the sauce.
We're going to get down in the weeds on this because here's the next one. And this is where.
The condiment?
The next most popular condiment in the United States with a bunch of states saying it's number one. Let me give you the states first. And one of them's yours.
Okay.
Montana, Sodak, Vermont, and Wyoming chose peanut butter as their number one condiment.
And that's not even a condiment.
What is it?
It's a... I don't know.
It's a spread.
Spread. That's it. It's a spread.
But then technically wouldn't mayo be a spread? It's a filler. You don't make a mayonnaise sandwich. You make a mayonnaise sandwich.
I do. I can just eat a plain old... Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's really good for you.
It's really what for you?
It's got eggs in it.
Is that what mayonnaise is really made from?
Eggs and oil. Eggs at sea, like, mayonnaise good
wait
for
a minute. Hard-boiled eggs or like raw eggs?
Hard-boiled.
For you know this for a fact.
Yeah, and you mix them in with some, it's oil. It's,
so wait, when you're making egg salad, you're adding more eggs into it?
Uh-huh, that's the beauty of it. What's wrong with more eggs?
All right, back to peanut butter.
Yeah, it's not a condiment.
Sodak, your people.
Yeah, they're confused.
They're very confused. There's like, I would say even almost like a peanut sauce is a condiment.
More
like,
so than butter.
Yes, than peanut butter.
Then is butter a condiment then? If peanut butter is a condiment, then is butter a condiment? That's a spread.
Right. You're going to hate number three then.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Number four, Nutella.
Okay. Well, it's good. That's a spread.
It's a spread.
That's like peanut butter.
Number one in four states. By the way, we don't have a three, so I don't know what's wrong with this list, but here we go. Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia are idiots. Nutella is also, it's a dessert food.
Yes.
You can put it on toast.
Yeah.
You can dip something else in it.
Not a
you know what's really good to dip in Nutella? More hazelnuts. It's got hazelnuts in it. It's almost like you're putting mayonnaise in egg salad.
I
you take a hazelnut and you dip it in there, and it's like hazelnut covered hazelnuts.
That sounds good.
It is good, but you know what? It's not.
It's not a condiment.
Next up, and here's where Colorado comes in.
Okay.
Very specifically, Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil is the number one condiment in Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Alaska, and Colorado.
Is that a condiment?
No, it's an oil. It just said in the name. It's an oil.
What's it used for?
I've bought coconut oil before. I don't think a condiment means you like dip something in it or you just spread it on. When do you ever put an oil on top of something?
Ever.
I mean, maybe olive oil on your olive garden plate and you dip it in the balsamic
That's
or whatever.
It.
That'd be the only time oil's a condiment.
Colorado got that one wrong.
Finally, at number one, and this ends this stupid survey. You already know what it is, don't you?
I bet you it's my people in the Midwest with their ranch dressing.
Yeah. Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, West Virginia, every state we haven't named yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Specifically, Hidden Valley Ranch.
Oh, Hidden Valley Ranch.
What's the difference?
It's Hidden Valley Ranch.
And is that a condiment?
Yep, ranch, you bet it is.
That's also a salad dressing.
It doubles as a salad dressing and a condiment, just like blue cheese.
That's okay. I'll give you. Because here's the thing. I've seen people dip their pizza in ranch. That's when it starts to get closer to.
There you go.
If
now
you dip
it's a
something
condiment.
In it, no, then that's a dip.
Dipping sauce.
So then that's not a condiment.
So if I go to Chick-fil-A and get their honey mustard for their nuggets, is that a dipping sauce?
That's
or
a dipping
is that
sauce, not a condiment. Or is it a condiment?
Holy smokes.
We're going to throw the whole list up and good luck with it. Slacker and Steve.